Hey everyone, I'm Leah Jacobson, and if you use essential oils, you've come to the right place. As a certified clinical aromatherapist with over a decade of experience, I'll be guiding you with practical information without learning complicated chemistry. This will ensure that you and your family stay safe while enjoying the benefits of essential oils. Enjoy season 4 of the podcast as we read through my latest book, Using Essential Oils Safely. Now let's get started. Isn't it frustrating that most of the blends that you are going to pick up and use for congestion or respiratory issues aren't safe for kids? Is anybody else feeling really frustrated with that? If you have been following my page, my website, Instagram, whatever, social media for any length of time, you know, you probably have seen my warnings against using eucalyptus and peppermint with young children. And that actually includes rosemary essential oil as well. So you've probably seen some memes saying, hey, use fir needle or use some other essential oil that is safe for children instead of eucalyptus, rosemary, peppermint. There are others as well. So if you are interested in this topic, if you are interested in learning how to use essential oils safely with your children, when most of the information out there is encouraging eucalyptus, rosemary, or peppermint, then you want to keep listening. So first of all, why not peppermint? Why not eucalyptus? Why not rosemary? These have a reputation, right, for actually being safe and recommended for congestion, just like lavender has a reputation for being great for sleep. So while lavender has a reputation for being great for sleep, but it's not actually a sedative, eucalyptus, rosemary, and peppermint are not actually recommended for children because what they do is actually slow respiration or cause labored breathing. The reason for this is because of the 1,8-cineol, which is a component or a constituent in eucalyptus and rosemary and other essential oils, and also due to the menthol that's in the peppermint. So I'm sure you may not have heard of 1,8-cineol before, but you're probably familiar with menthol being one of the key components in peppermint. So both of those constituents, which are found in essential oils, can again cause slowed respiration and or labored breathing in young children. So it's recommended that eucalyptus, rosemary, other essential oils that are high in 1,8-cineol not be used around children under the age of 10, and peppermint be avoided around children under the age of 6. Fortunately, there are alternatives to these essential oils, and in fact, even if it wasn't for the safety issue, I would still recommend other essential oils because they're more effective. So here are some things that you can use instead. So instead of reaching for your pre-made blend that, check it out, pick up your bottle, look it up and see, it probably has eucalyptus and or rosemary and or peppermint, and if it does, keep it away from your children. Instead, you can create your own blend, or you can combine a few essential oils to make your own steam inhalation. If you are an adult, little kids don't generally like steam in their faces, or a personal inhaler as well. So fir needle is my number one recommendation for this. This doesn't come as a surprise to some of you. You've heard me recommend this before, and other firs, pines, and spruces can be effective for this as well. Make sure, if you aren't sure, there are a couple of pines that I don't recommend using that aren't safe for anyone. So if you have any questions, please ask to make sure that you are using the safe pines. Most of them are going to be pretty common, commonly accessible, and that is what you want to use instead. You can combine fir with other essential oils like orange and cedarwood, for especially for nighttime use, that can help promote relaxation as well. In fact, Amanda says that she used my anti-congestion blend in a diffuser for her 2.5-year-old throughout the night when she was sick with a bad cold. She says we went from her waking up miserable every few hours to her sleeping through the night. It was amazing. I've noticed that it seemed to help her get over her cold faster than normal too. So I'm actually going to share that recipe with you. Although most of my recipes can be found inside of the club, I do have a few recipes available inside of the Learning Center. And so that's what I'll be referencing for the steam inhalation recipe that I will walk you through right now, because 'tis the season, right? We are almost into, if not already starting, cold and flu season and the other C thing going around. And so having this recipe handy, would be a great idea. So a steam inhalation is generally recommended for ages 10 and above simply because of the intensity of the steam. So typically you would fill a bowl with hot steamy water. If your under 10-year-old can do like really warm water in a little mug and you're not worried about them tipping it over and burning themselves, you can use a small mug for yourself too. But generally a steam inhalation is steamy hot water in a bowl. Put a towel over your head so that steam is helping to open the sinuses and help the lungs as well. And with your eyes closed, you want to add 1 or 2 drops of essential oil. So the essential oils that I recommend would be fir needle. I love the Siberian fir needle. That's just a preference that I have. And adding a drop of sweet orange can be useful as well, just to help with that calming factor. So 2 drops maximum, 1 drop may do the trick. And this is safe for all ages. Technically, the essential oils I mentioned are safe for all ages. Also safe for use during pregnancy and breastfeeding as well. So that can be a really effective way to open up those sinuses, to help with congestion and really let everything loose. So that is my number one recommendation for congestion. And that is going to be more effective than a personal inhaler or, adding a couple drops to an aroma necklace or even diffusing. However, depending on the type of congestion, and again, we have all sorts of recipes and variants. We have a couple of different recipe variants in there if you can't do fir. We have personal inhaler, steam inhalation, chest rub, all of this right inside the club, which you can find on the website. But a steam inhalation is going to be the most effective way to use these essential oils. The second most effective way for most congestion issues is going to be using a personal inhaler. So what this is, if you do not know what a personal inhaler is, and if you're watching the video version of this podcast, it's a device that looks just like this here, and you are going to be adding your drops of essential oil to the wick that is inside this glass vial. You're going to screw the cap on that has the holes in it where you can have your inhalations, and you can breathe those essential oils through the holes, and then you can put it all together. And your personal inhaler is just going to go right under your nose. You can either waft it, especially for younger children. You can simply waft it and they'll be able to breathe it in, or you can place it up to the nostril. If you're using the plastic kind, like this is the aluminum and glass, I think they look a little fancier. This is actually my Focus inhaler. I've got my sticker on here right now. But if you're using the plastic version, they have a slimmer piece that can actually slide into your nostril, which can be really effective for especially heavy congestion. But for this personal inhaler recipe to the wick, you're going to be adding 7 drops of fir needle, 5 drops of sweet orange, and 3 drops of cedarwood. I specifically recommend Cedarwood Atlas. And you are going to be adding all of those drops to the wick in your personal inhaler. And you can take 1 to 3 deep breaths as needed. Now, this can be great in between steam inhalations. This can be a great replacement for anyone who can't handle the hot steam. Or this can be a great sort of maintenance thing after you're sort of getting over the major congestion issues. And you can add fresh essential oils to the wick every few months if using daily. Again, these essential oils are safe for all ages to use. They are going to be even more effective than using eucalyptus or rosemary or peppermint, even if you are an adult. So for those of you who are asking, like, okay, this is kid safe, but is it really going to do the trick for me because I am an adult? Yes. Fir needle is more effective for congestion than eucalyptus, rosemary, or peppermint. It's just in the constituents. It just makes it amazing when you are combining and using the proper essential oils and not just the essential oils that have a reputation for being good for one thing, but actually using essential oils that, if you're looking at the constituents, are going to be the most effective too. Just so happens to be safe for all ages. So if you are looking to print out this recipe, you can find it in the Learning Center. You can do a screen print. If you are looking for super fancy, full color, and even printer friendly versions, you can find those right inside the club along with a class, because we have a class for congestion where I have actually gone through all of the recipes, and there's like 8 to 10 different ones. And then this week inside of the club, I just released something I'm super excited about. And for those of you who are here live with me, you'll be able to see this, but it's the guide to congestion. So these guides aren't new. I've been putting them out every so often since last summer. And what they are they're actually things that I've created for myself. These guides are lists of essential oils good for certain topics that I then pull from and use in recipes. So I figured if this was something that I needed to use, that this would be something that you guys could also use in creating your very own recipes. So this guide to congestion lists 71 essential oils that, according to my rating system, are a 4 or 4.5 to 5 stars in the congestion category. So literally any essential oil that you are choosing from this list of 71 essential oils are going to work. So you can put one of these essential oils in your inhaler. You can put 3, 5, 10, whatever you want to do. I suggest keeping it simple, but you can pull from this list of 71 essential oils, and any of these are going to work for you. Now, the cool thing is I've not only included a list of essential oils, I don't want to give all of it away, but those of you inside the club actually have the ability to download the full version of this. So I'm just kind of flipping through here. But not only do I give you a list of essential oils, but I'm including, and of course not just the botanical name and the main constituents and any safety issues, but I am including, let's see if you can see this here without giving all of it away, because some of you have actually purchased and downloaded this. I'm giving all of the safety in here as well. So if you can see this, hopefully you can see this on your phones. If you're watching on your desktop, it'll be easier. But you can see where I've listed here not just the note and the method of extraction and the plant part used for these essential oils, but I've listed the safety here. So as you are going through this list of essential oils, you can actually see the ages safe for when used topically, when inhaled. You can see if it's safe for pregnancy and breastfeeding, if it's safe for dogs, if they have a topical max. So all of the essential oils that are listed include all of the safety information that you need. So you might be asking, why do you have a topical max? Why do you have an icon showing, the topical max A means all? There will be some here like these that are safe for ages 10 and above to inhale and ages 10 and above to use topically. Why would you do that if we were talking about inhaling? You just told me steam inhalation is best, that a personal inhaler is best, and you can put it in your aroma jewelry and you can diffuse it. So I don't get it. Well, I also have recipes for chest rubs because they can be effective if you are sleeping, if you just want that, those essential oils to kind of evaporate as you are sleeping, and it can feel really cooling and really great on the skin, on your throat and chest. So there are actually directions on how to make a chest rub in here as well. So that is what the guide to congestion is all about. It's available inside the club. It's not extra. It's included with your club enrollment. But if you don't want to join the full-blown club, if you don't want daily access to me to ask me questions about anything on your mind with essential oils, if you don't want our weekly classes, if you don't want access to 250 plus recipes, you can actually grab this guide separately on my website at leahjacobson.com/EOGuides. So it's that simple. You have your choice of what you want. And if you're stuck creating a recipe, like I said, I actually do give directions on how many drops to use for XYZ situation. If you are stuck and need recipes, they're right inside the club, so you can access those. I did give you a few at the beginning of this live as well, which you can grab right inside the Learning Center. So there's a number of ways you can access all of this information. So I hope this has been helpful. I do believe there was something else I wanted to mention about this as well. So basically, if this is the first exposure that you've had to using essential oils safely, I do offer daily tips on the website as well. So if you have any questions at all about using essential oils with congestion, feel free to leave me a comment, but I hope this has been useful. Now you know how to make a steam inhalation using essential oils for congestion, and also how to make a personal inhaler for congestion that is going to be safe for the whole family. And you know where to get a massive list of essential oils if you want to kind of pick and choose, if you want substitutes as well, in the guide to congestion. So let me know how I can help. I hope this has been useful, and I will talk to you guys later. This is Leah Jacobson, empowering you to use essential oils safely. I hope you learned something new today. Tell a friend about our podcast so they can learn too. All episodes are available at leahjacobson.com/podcasts. To get a signed copy of my book or to access the course, which contains even more information, jump on over to my website, leahjacobson.com/book or /course, for those resources.